Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 50 Weeks of Gratitude Challenge, a genuine effort to help each of us take note of the good things in life. At RS Counseling and Wellness, we believe that sharing gratitude daily helps us to only add to a real commitment to improving our life and having a positive life. I hope that you've been enjoying our past few weeks, well, at this point, past 30 something weeks, and really building your toolbox to be a better self and identifying the good in the world that we live in. We've done so many different things like activities with journaling, identifying lists, interactions with people, expressing appreciation, doing some self-love and self-identifying in terms of our actual gratitude. And so I want us this week to look inward again and think about something you created that you actually are grateful for in terms of creating and sharing with others, or just creating and using for yourself. So I was thinking for this one, like, I really feel like one of the things that I'm grateful for that I sometimes tend to overlook or forget about is my first poetry book. Book of poetry that I've released. I actually am grateful for creating it because it motivated me to see the importance of completion. So it helped me not only to get out some emotions and just some expression spiritually that I needed out that were just in me as a writer or as a poet, but what it did for me in other ways was it actually showed me the importance of completion and completing something and making an effort to see it to the end and the importance of that. And regardless of the outcome, knowing that you put your all into it and you enjoyed it. It just really, I'm just grateful for that first experience and that book altogether. It's called The Single Woman's Divorce, if you ever want to check it out. So yes, that's what I'm grateful for. So that's an example of something you've created. You can do cakes, food that you cook. Some of you guys are some awesome cooks. Like some of my friends, they should be grateful for the meals that they put on the table, or their family should be, because they are throwing down. Monica, shout out. So I think you can look at this and be creative even about how we look at create, right? So most people think the only people who create are artists, and there are so many other forms of art and so many other forms of expression that you do create. And I just really hope that you take a point this week to identify one or something that you created and what you appreciate about it. All right, you guys have a great week and be well.